Luke, I believe she's having an audio problem.
Oh, can you hear me?
It's all good.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Oh, here I am. Hi, Lulu.
Hi.
I can take it from here. Hi there. Am I speaking with Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Jackie. I'm one of our regional specialists in the department that handles the pricing in your area. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's Monday, so we just started the new countdown for the next weekend, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. Okay, so just taking a look at everything that Lulu sent over, did you have any questions for me about the program aside from pricing at the moment?
No, not really, just about that, pretty much.
Okay, great. Well, yes, the major benefit is that the position did just become available within our company, so we're looking to fill it today. And so once we begin working with you, we won't be working with any of your competitors or anyone in your area who does the same work as you. So I'm sure you could probably see value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Right. Who wouldn't? Great. So I'll jump right into it, Luke. I know you're a busy man, so everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. There are no contracts involved. Your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299 month to month thereafter. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the initial programming. So your investment today would be $398. However, I see Lulu put in a brand new and business rate for you. So we're going to take that monthly $299 and we're going to bring it down to $249 month to month. Now that stays locked in for you. You are grandfathered in at that rate, regardless if our rates increase, no matter how many leads you're bringing in, and there's no hidden fees or taxes or anything on that. So real quick, right off the bat, just with that $249 monthly with the $99, the one-time $99 setup fee, is that a good ballpark range for your budget currently?
Yeah. Yeah, and you said it stays the same price no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what, no matter how long you stay on with us, you'll have that rate fixed in, and you'll be grandfathered into that rate again, regardless if our rates go up.
Okay, gotcha.
Great. So everything that this would include is complete Google local optimization setup. We're also going to include a directory submission package with the most popular directories in your area. So just to name a few, that'll include Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. We're also going to give you initial content creation on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and even exposure that covers all of your mobile devices, so that would include iPhone, Android, and tablets. So we're going to cover literally all of your bases. So just to give you an example, if someone was searching for, I see that you do pool service and pressure pressure washing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know, if somebody was searching for pressure washing and there I go saying watching again. It's Monday. It's early.
Yeah,
you
know.
Thank you for your patience with me right now.
Yeah, I'm
but
getting there.
So if somebody goes into Google and they type in any of your, like, services that you offer, and they're in your surrounding areas, you would be one of the top recommended companies on that first page. And just to paint an even more vivid picture for you, you'll be allowed to have multiple keywords as long as they're services that you offer. And these companies are capitalizing on over 90% of keyword searches done daily in your area. So I'm sure you could see the value of being part of that percentage, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wonderful. So we can do all of this for you by targeting specific locations, both computer and mobile devices, and market towards your peak business hours. So, Luke, let me ask you, do you currently have a Facebook page for your business?
I do not.
Okay, do you have a, do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's great, because we're going to get you set up with a technician team. You can contact them Monday through Friday. They're going to really help you out with your campaign and get everything moving for you on the back end. So what they can do is they can take your personal Facebook, they can create a business Facebook, and then we can link them together. So we can definitely get you set up with that. That $249 price that I gave you, that also includes Facebook advertising. So not only are we going to throw Facebook advertisements in there for you, but we can manage them for you as well. So it's just a great, effective way to increase business leads. And we've noticed our clients have great success over the years of doing that. So just to give you a little bit more information on that, with Facebook ads, we can target your audience so you can reach more people interested in your business. It's also a great way to maintain a relationship with your customers and prospects. So what this would mean for you is that anytime anyone's on Facebook searching or viewing pictures and stories, they're going to be exposed to your business. So, for example, if they're around your area and it kind of works the same way as Google. If they're on Facebook and they're around your area and they look up the services or those keywords that you're going to give to our technician team, then they're going to see your business pop up on Facebook, and then they're also going to be seeing your ads pop up the more that they're searching those keywords, the more that they're looking on Facebook, viewing pictures and stories and so on and so forth. So the more that your name pops up, the better your conversions are going to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, great. So the last part of this program, this is my favorite part. And this is also what really makes us stand out from other SEO companies. You know, we are a Google Premier Channel partner. We've been in business for 18 years. We have a B-plus rating with the BBB. So lots of credibility that we've built up over the last 18 years. But this is great. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to even go in and see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the search that was performed. And in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you'd like to add keywords, run promotions, or change any content, you can do so with the assistance of our technician team. Again, you'll be able to contact them Monday through Friday. You know, if you sign on with us today, we make sure you have their contact information, and you would just constantly be working with them on your campaign. Since this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that maybe it's something you'd want to take advantage of and give it a shot so we can prove it to you.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, great. Lastly, I just want to go over this little bit of information. We really like to be transparent and honest with our clients and give them realistic expectations. So it's unfortunately not like you invest today and you're going to be on the first page tomorrow. What happens is, we'll get you signed up today. I'm going to schedule what we call a client interview with you for tomorrow at a time that works for you as well as my technician team. And they're going to meet with you and go over all of the accuracy for your business to get started on your campaign right away. So once it's about five days into the first week, that's when you're going to be able to start accessing what we call your dashboard, which is that fully customized tracking and reporting system. And then also your directory submissions will be issued at that point from our technician team. Once you hit that first week to 2 week marker, we're going to hook you up with a website that'll be available for you. So the package does also include a website if you're interested. And then that's also at that 2 week marker is when your Facebook ads are going to start showing up. Once you hit So once you hit that 30 to 45 day marker, that's when we actually start to see listings begin to appear and your ranking will increase over time. So at that rate, once it's like 30 to 45 days in, that's when you're going to be continuously reaching out to our technician team just to ensure accuracy all across the board. That's when ongoing review and customer support will take place. So that's when you really should be showing up on that first page placement, if that makes sense. Do you have any questions just based on the timeline breakdown.
No, yeah, I pretty much understand everything.
Okay, great. Perfect. So, all right, first things first, I'm just going to go through and confirm some of your information. So your name's Luke. You spell that L-U-K-E.
Yep.
All right. And Luke, what's your last name?
O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
All right. And is there like a comma or not a comma?
Yeah, there's an apostrophe from the
O's. Okay, thanks. The apostrophe. Can you tell it's Monday for me? Is the C capitalized?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I have
it. Yeah, everybody spells it different, so.
Right, okay. And Luke, once we are done here, you're going to receive a couple different emails from me. We're going to get you set up with a form to make a Google Business Profile. I don't think I saw one for Turner's Pool Service and Pressure Washing LLC. I mean, I can, do you know if you guys have one? I'm going to try to look it up right now for you to see.
The only thing I set up through Google is the website. That's it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I'm trying to see if you guys have one. Oh, that's Turner's Pool and Spa.
Yeah, it's a different. I think that company runs out of Northern Virginia.
Yeah, because they're in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like we got to get you guys set up with a Google Business Profile. That's no big deal. We'll send you everything in the mail for that. I'm trying to go back to my page where I was filling everything out. Okay. So, Luke, yes, we are going to send you a copy of your invoice. We're going to send you some terms and conditions to sign, and we're also going to send you some directions on a form that you'll fill out. You don't need to do it on the phone with me. I'll just make sure that you receive it. So what's a good email address to send all of this information to?
Luke.turnerspools@gmail.com.
Okay, I have luke.turnerspools@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And, Luke, so you can provide a cell phone number. When we send you everything, it's going to be sent via email, but it'll also get sent through SMS text message. What's a good cell phone number to send that to?
757-612-2532. Oh. 757-612-2532. Yep.
And that's also your business contact phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's my business phone.
Okay, perfect. And you're over there on the East Coast, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, this next piece of information, this is really important. This is going to be for your Google Business Profile. We're going to have this submitted to Google, and they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. Please keep an eye out for that. It's going to have a PIN verification number on it, and then our technician team will walk you through what you do with that once they have their client interview with you tomorrow. So for their business name, exactly how you'd like it listed on Google, could you please sound it out or spell it out if you have any specific spelling?
I guess just Turner's Pools and Pressure Washing. Turner's just spelled the way it is, just with an S in the end.
Okay, Turner's. Right now I have Turner's Pool Service and Pressure Washing, LLC.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, are you sure? Because that's how it's going to show up.
Yeah.
Do you want to change anything about that? Okay.
No, you don't.
There's no apostrophe with Turner and S, between the Turner and the S, like Turner's?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, no apostrophe. Okay, great. And what is your business address?
4012 Tanglewood Trail.
Could you spell that for me, please?
T-A-N-G-L-E-W-O-O-D, and then Trail, and it's Chesapeake, Virginia. 23325.
Okay, 412 Tanglewood Trail, Chesapeake, Virginia. I have 23325. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
And it's 4012.
Yes, I got 4012. Gotcha. Actually, no. You must be psychic. I lost the 4012. That's crazy. Okay. Hmm. 4012 Tanglewood, TANGLEWOOD Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I keep losing the 412.
4012?
Oh, it's 4012. Okay. Now I got it. Jeez. my dyslexia will, get better throughout the day, I promise. okay, now I have everything. I'm like, something's off here. Okay. I also saw it on your home advisor thing, on your listing there, so I just went over and pulled it there, too. Whew. Alrighty, we're going to go ahead and update that. Okay, I'm just going to go through and ask you a couple questions. Now, what this is going to do is, this is information that our technician team is going to reference when they sit down with you tomorrow to get started on your campaign and everything. So I'm just going to go through and ask you just a couple questions. So we're going to be able to list out all the services that you offer. What specific services would you like me to have listed here for your business?
Pool maintenance, like weekly and biweekly cleanings. And then repairs, and then pool liners, and pretty much remodeling stuff. So, I could do steps, coping, liners. And then also opening and closings.
Oh, got it. Okay, I have pool maintenance, weekly and biweekly cleanings, pool liners, remodeling steps. You said coping?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, coping, liners, openings, and closings. Okay, perfect. And then we also, I can fill that out later. And you guys aren't currently working with another SEO company, right?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Let's go ahead and schedule your client interview with our technician team. Looking at tomorrow, they have pretty good availability. Is there a specific time that works best for you? They just can't do
later.
Yeah, sure.
What time do you have in later in the day?
Let's see. We're open Pacific Standard Time, so we're open till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, I mean, the only time that they can't do is between 3 and 4, because that's, they're 12 to 1. That's when they do lunch. So, really, I've pretty good, maybe...
We do 4:30, 5?
Yeah, 4:35, for your time, right, Eastern Standard Time. Sure, yeah. So if we're doing, I always have to be quick on this. I'm so bad with my time zone. So if we're doing 4:35, so what they do is they actually, it shouldn't even take a full half hour, but we do tell our clients to block out that full hour. They could call at any time within that hour. Would it be okay if we do a 4 to 5? And they would probably call you any time between 4 and 5. But once they get you on the phone, it really should only take a half hour at most.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. I'm having such a brain fart right now. They close at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, or Pacific Standard. So if we're doing 4 to 5 this time, then it would be 4, 1, 2, 3. It'd be between 1 and 2.
My time would be 1:30.
You? Yeah. Yeah, it would. It would be from, okay, so I'm gonna put you in there from 4 to 2 for their, sorry. I'm gonna put you in there from 4 to 5 your time, Eastern, but it'll be it'll be between 1 and 2 their time. So is that okay then between?
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and add that. So between... Okay, so between 4 and 5 is when they're going to give you a call. And I'm actually going to be inviting you to this. You'll get an email with the invite. So
gotcha.
I'm not sure if you have your phone by you. But you should receive that email in 2 seconds. I'm just plugging that in here now.
Cool.
Luke O'Connell.
Oh, and is there any way that you can enhance certain, like, search words? Because I'm looking for more maintenance people for, like, weekly and biweekly cleanings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do around 50 a week now. I'm looking to do like around 100.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can, they'll do that. They'll definitely target. You'll be able to list up to about, I think, 15 keywords with them. So if you want to be found for weekly, bi-weekly cleanings, pool cleanings, they'll definitely include that in your, geez, what did I just do? Oh, wait, actually. I'm sorry, I meant to grab your email, and then I accidentally took out your email.
There we go.
No, I got it. Yes. Luke.turnerspools@gmail. Copy. Alrighty. Sending this over to you. Okay, and then our here. Okay, great. All right. Cool, Luke. You should have gotten that invite. I just sent it. And again, they're going to give you a call. Perfect. And again, they'll give you a call between 4 and 5. All right.
Gotcha. Cool.
Okay. All right, cool. So we went ahead and we scheduled that. So I will... All right. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over an email. This is going to... You're just going to, it'll list out a couple bullet points of things you can submit to just verify that you're basically not a robot, that you're a human being so they can get started on your Google business profile. This is a form that you'll have to fill out, but you don't have to fill it out while you're on the phone with me. You would just fill it out when we get off the phone. I would recommend filling it out before your client interview tomorrow if you have time.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd try to.
All right. Pictures needed for Google verification. Perfect. So just sending that over to you now. Let me know if you got it. All And you guys already have a website, but did you want to take advantage of the website that we can create for you with your package?
No, I think I'm good with mine.
Okay, perfect. I believe they can also help you out with yours, too, if that's what you're looking for. And I'm going to try to I'm going to go find your website. Is it? And Luke, what's your website's domain? I'm going to try to find that. It's asking for us to provide that if you have it, just so our technician team can reference that.
The technical domain for it is turnerspoolsandpressurewashing.com, or you can search turnerspools.com and it'll also pop up.
Oh, wow. Turner's Pool Service and Pressure Washing. This is beautiful. Wow. And you guys have only been in business for like a year? This is great.
Yeah, it's funny. One of my old workers, he worked in like networking or something, and he was working for me for a little bit, and he actually set up a whole website for me.
Yeah, so it's really nice. Yeah, it's really, really nice. That's awesome. Okay. And how do you accept payment from your customers?
I've noticed most people pay in checks, but I also do credit cards.
Great. And what specific areas are you looking to target? You can list cities, counties, zip codes, however you'd like that. And again, we're going to block out all of these areas so that way we can only work with your company when it comes to pool services and pressure washing. So, again, we're not going to put your competitors in competition with you. So what specific areas are you looking to target around Virginia?
Pretty much everywhere in Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk. I don't mind that. The work I do is either, is like, you don't know the neighborhoods, but, because, you know, from here, but, like, there's an area of Pungo, the oceanfront, and, Kings Grant neighborhood. This, usually, the places with more money end up using me.
Oh, okay.
That's where the old owner had more relationships with people, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. You said that's Pungo and where else?
Pungo, the oceanfront, and Kings Grant.
The oceanfront and Kings Grant. Great. You're so lucky you live beachy. I mean, isn't Virginia, like, pretty beachy? It's a pretty small state, right?
Yeah, especially, on the southeast, especially. Because if you live in the Hampton Roads area where the seven cities are down in the southeast, you can't really avoid it no matter where you go.
Right. I bet it's pretty competitive being, like, doing pool services in a beachy area. Like, who doesn't have a pool? I'm more of a pool girl myself.
I didn't think there were that many pools.
You didn't think there'd be that many pools?
Yeah, when I first started doing it, because I started working for the old owner, I think 2 years ago now, and I didn't think there's that many pools in the area until I started doing them, and it's pretty much, I would probably say 70% of houses have pools around here.
Gotcha, yeah. Do you do, just residential, or do you also do, commercial?
I only do residential for pools.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I'm wondering if there's, a lot of homeowner associations down there. I used to manage homeowner associations. That was, my last career. So I was curious if you deal with them at all.
not really, just because commercial pools are a little bit different in the aspect of how you kind of keep up with them. And with all the other work we do, it kind of becomes more of a pain than it is kind of like helping.
Right. Yeah. I could definitely understand. So just finishing up answering some of these questions. Some of them, like, I already have the information, so I'm just not gonna ask you for it. And your client interview is scheduled for tomorrow, the 11th. From 1 to 2 Pacific Standard, but again, that's 4 to 5 for your time.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Did you get that email then with the Facebook business profile verification form? Should have been the second email.
I did not.
Huh, let me try sending it again. I just hit send email again. At that time, it said it was sent successfully. I didn't really notice. Be honest, I didn't really notice if it said it sent successfully the first time I was...
Was this supposed to be sent through email or text? Because I got a text notification, but I didn't get anything through email.
I think it actually goes through both. Let me check. There's a way to look at texts that were sent. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see that the text was sent there. Google Business Profile verified. Okay. Maybe it just needs a second for it to go through email. Cool, and you also got the client interview one. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, we're good there. Website. Okay, and Luke, for your hours of operation, how would you like that to be listed on Google?
Let's do 7:30 to 4:30. So I start at 7:30 in the morning, and I try to get my guys off by 4:30 or 5:30.
And is that all, like, every day or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. I try not to work the weekends unless I just have overflow work that I need to catch up on.
Smart. gotta have some time off, right?
Yeah, I've been to work before. It's nice to have a day or two off on the weekend and not get all worn out.
Right, yeah. Okay, cool. All right, let's see. All right, so next, I'm just going to go ahead and take care of the billing real quick. Gonna make sure we're doing the 249 with the new in business rate. So I'm just getting your invoice and everything together real quick. Okay. Okay. All right. So for the billing information, Luke, exactly how it is on the card you'll be paying with today, is that, does that list your business name or just your full name?
Just my full name.
Okay, and that's L-U-K-E O'Connell?
Yes.
Apostrophe Connell. Okay. Perfect. And just one more time, I'm going to confirm your business phone number, 757-612-2532.
Yes, ma'am.
And for the billing address on that, we're going to do the 4012 Tanglewood Trail, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23325.
Yes.
All righty. And are we paying with a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Perfect. All right, Luke, I'm ready for your card number, but just out of a respect for you, I'm not going to repeat it.
Gotcha. 4430. 4730. 0443. 5914.
Great. And the expiration date on that?
426.
26 is my lucky number. And your security code?
840.
Great. They're going to load. Okay, so Luke, what we're going to do is we're going to get you set up with a security question. Anytime that Local Splash contacts you, they're going to ask you this security question because it's just another form of protection for you to, like, 100% know that it's us contacting you. So you get three different options for your security question. This is like your password, in other words. So you have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do first pet's name.
All righty. And what's your first pet's name?
Lucky.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm not putting L-U-C-K-Y, right? Hello? Luke? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you. I just want to confirm you're spelling Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I didn't do any caps on that, so please don't forget your security
Yeah.
question. Again, that is going to be like your password, for lack of a better term. Okay,
Yeah.
So just going to go through and confirm that I have everything set up accurately. Now, before I you know, make any charges to your card, I just want to, we're going to go through a voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you as well as Local Splash. So if you have any questions while I'm going through it, please just say, hey, Jackie, I don't understand what that means, and I'll be happy to go back and rephrase it for you. We just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding of everything that you're purchasing today before we process the transaction, okay?
Gotcha.
All righty. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Turner's Pool Service and Pressure Washing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Luke O'Connell, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. This is just a side note. This is why we set you up with that security question, so that way you absolutely know any time that we're contacting you, okay?
Gotcha.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 10th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead. You're welcome, Luke. Good to have you. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this button that says pay. And once this goes through, you're going to get a text message and an email with your invoice, like a copy of your invoice. I'm going to have you click on that if you're able to right now. Did you receive it by any chance?
Yeah, I got it. Trying to sign it.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know if you have any questions.
For some reason, I think the apostrophe is wrong, and I try to take it away, and it still doesn't work.
The apostrophe for your card name, like what's listed on your card?
I'm trying to hit the agree to terms and stuff, and then I put in my name, and it's saying that that's the reason it's not going, confirming the signature.
And you think it's because of the apostrophe?
Yeah.
Maybe try to sign it without the apostrophe?
Yeah, try that. It's still not working.
So it's not taking your signature. Okay. Let me see. Maybe there's a way that I can resend your invoice. I need, let me reach out to my manager real quick and ask. I'll be honest, that's the first time I've seen anything like that. Hold on. See who gets back to me first. I'm gonna see if there's a way to. On my end, I'm a little. Maybe I need to submit this, and that's why. So I'm being told that you got to sign it exactly how it's typed in the billing, but you said that that's what you were doing? Luke?
Yeah, that's what I was doing, and it wasn't working.
Okay. All right, because I'm going to go in and double check. I mean, it says that the payment went through, and you got the... You got the invoice for the $348. Yeah, it says it's paid. I'm so confused. They're telling me to check the billing to make sure there's no, like, additional spaces. Let me see. So I have Luke O apostrophe Connell. The C is capitalized. Yeah, I mean, looking at the billing address, there's no additional spaces there. Okay. Okay. My boss is gonna hop in and just take a look on their end of any discrepancies. So I'm so sorry for the hold up. I really appreciate your patience, and I assure you, as soon as we get all this taken care of, we're going to let you go right away. I know you must be busy.
Yeah, I have to leave here soon.
Yeah, because this really is the last step, is just having you sign those terms and conditions. We want to make sure that everything's accurate so you can sign it before you do your client interview tomorrow. They're taking a look. Yeah, Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that I have everything in your account correct for your name. They're really harping on. Okay. Apparently, we're taking out the apostrophe and resending it. Let me know if you, it sounds like you got it. Did you click the checkbox above first?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Okay. Cool. My boss said that he's, again, resending everything without the apostrophe. Just let me know when you get that. Oh, you're looking through it now.
Yeah.
All right, let me know if you have any issues with that.
And what is the username and password for the login?
So you can stop right there. Our technician team is going to go over that with you and when you guys meet tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool. So you went ahead and signed those terms and conditions for us?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right, Luke, did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, I'm good.
All right, and with those emails and text messages that we sent over, you should be able to see that 877 customer support number. If you ever need to get in contact with us, just go ahead and call that number. If you ever are looking to get in contact with me specifically, my extension is 129.
All right.
All right, Luke. Well, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a fabulous day and a relaxing evening once all that work is done for the Monday, right?
Yeah.
All right, great.
How's it going? Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.